My grandpa told us he had homing pigeons, so we drove them 20 miles from our house and let them go. They never came back. I'm telling you, those were not homing pigeons. Those were just regular pigeons.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you ever made a claim that wasn't true? Here are some accident insurance claims that seem to me a little far-fetched. A house hit my car. I had been driving for 40 years when I fell asleep at the wheel and had an accident. Whoa, if you have been driving that long, pull over. The car in front hit the pedestrian, but he got up, so I hit him again. I pulled away from the side of the road, glanced at my mother-in-law, and headed over the embankment. I hope you don't have that mother-in-law. In an attempt to kill a fly, I drove into a telephone pole. I was on my way to the doctor with rear-end trouble when my universal joint gave way, causing me to have an accident. The pedestrian had no idea which way to run, so I ran over him. Coming home, I drove into the wrong house and collided with a tree I don't have. Wow. The guy was all over the road. I had to swerve a number of times before I hit him. When I saw I could not avoid a collision, I stepped on the gas and crashed into the other car. The pedestrian ran for the pavement, but I got him. Amazing claims, those. But none are quite so outlandish as the claims of the oppressive former North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. Official records reportedly claim that Kim learned to walk at 3 weeks and was talking at 8 weeks. Most impressive. He also wrote 1,500 books in 3 years and 6 full operas, which are, quote, better than any in the history of music. The first time Kim picked up a golf club, he shot a 38-under-par round on North Korea's only golf course, including 11 holes in one. Each of his 17 bodyguards verified the record-breaking feat. He then decided to retire from the sport forever. And then there's the claim that a double rainbow and glowing new star appeared in the heavens to herald his birth on North Korea's cherished Baekdu Mountain in 1942. Unfortunately, Soviet records indicate he was born in a Siberian village in 1941. Mythbusters didn't have to work hard on busting Mr. Jong-il. Last year, a man approached me who claimed to be Jesus. I asked if he had been raised from the dead. He said, yes. I said, can you bring me some friends to verify this? He blinked and wandered away. Surely the most outrageous claim ever is the claim of Easter, that Jesus, the Son of God, died, was buried, and raised to life. If it is false, Christianity is a lie. If it is true, we dare not laugh it off or ignore it. The letters of Paul were written just 15 to 20 years after Jesus' death. So how could Paul get away with his own eyewitness account and claims that the risen Jesus appeared to over 500 people at once, most of whom were still alive? Only Jesus had followers who went to their graves because they insisted he had been resurrected. Why would Jesus' disciples do this unless they had seen him risen? If you doubt me, I have a little suggestion. At my father's graveside, the thought hit me, what would it take to convince people that my father had risen from the dead? It's impossible. So if you doubt, try faking a resurrection in your town and let me know how it goes. My wife and I marveled as we stood at the empty tomb in Jerusalem. It says, he is not here, he is risen. I am sometimes criticized for laughing, but the truth of the resurrection makes it impossible for me to stop for very long. We're forgiven. The truly important issues were dealt with by Jesus on that cross. He defeated death and promised us eternal life. Let's celebrate the truth of the most outrageous claim in history.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, my husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.